prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was a murder suspect shot and killed himself Sunday afternoon. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection to the shooting death of his ex-wife in Sampson. Deputies pulled him over on I-65 and say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. One person has life-threatening injuries after a two-car crash Sunday. Montgomery police say this happened at the intersection of Eastern Boulevard and Buckboard Road. Police have not said what caused the crash. And Montgomery police say a woman has life-threatening injuries after being burned Saturday. The incident happened on Delrata Place. Police say a man was also injured and will be taken into custody after his release from the hospital. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Democrats in Congress are expected to introduce a resolution of disapproval after President Trump declared a national emergency for his border wall.
Two men questioned by police claim Smollett paid them to stage that attack.
Former Congressman Anthony Weiner has been released from federal prison after his conviction of having illicit online contact with a 15-year-old girl.
Andrew McCabe claiming that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had discussions about whether President Trump was fit to serve and should be removed from office.
How many other cabinet officials might support such an effort?
President Trump's pick to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. has withdrawn her name from nomination. There are reports Heather Nauert improperly employed a nanny.
Jason Momoa is set to join the cast of the film adaptation of Frank Herbert's best-selling sci-fi novel, Dune. on a JetBlue flight from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Fort Lauderdale. The woman gave birth to a boy.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Stock market is closed because of President's Day, and the temperature outside is a lovely 60 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you today, big guy?
I'm feeling good. Feeling physically good, feeling mentally good, just good all around, spiritually good. Even.
I tell you one thing, the Duke NC State game on Saturday night, or Saturday at 5, was spectacular. We have the Chapel Hill game on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. That's going to be a biggie. These interstate, in-state rivalries of Duke NC State and Chapel Hill. Wake Forest and such are a big, big, big game. Virginia, University of Virginia. So I'm looking forward to that, but I tell you, it was a great weekend. Went down to Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Nice.
They had little baby goats.
Baby goats?
Baby goats. I'm talking about this big. I'm holding my hand about maybe 2.5 feet.
Oh, wow.
Little baby, this is, they're dwarfs. That's as big as they get. And they are so cuddly and so much fun.
Yeah.
So if you want to have fun taking the kids down there and go pet them, they'll have a great time with it. The Sel Reed and Karen Ingram just got back from Scotland, and she had a great time. And I got to sample a lemon bundt cake, a little piece of it. It was really good. And, of course, did my famous Cuban sandwich and for lunch. It was really, really good. I tell you, Karen and Reed Ingram are just tearing it up down there. Place is packed. Ran into a couple of audience members that recognize my voice. We always appreciate Antoinette and Mike for listening to the Dan Morris Show. And we really appreciate when you guys stop us and say hello to us. It really means a lot. So any caller today can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there. Reed has promised me when the new strawberries come in, he's going to text me, and we're going to get that bad boys going. So as soon as I know, you will know. Also, any first-time callers can get in for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 value. $50 value from Fresh Market. That's a great place to shop, by the way. Had a really wonderful ribeye steak prime from there that it was really, really good. You know, this was like sitting on the deck time the weekend. It was really today. Really, this morning was just spectacular when the kind of warmed up a little bit and the sky just turned blue, crystal blue, and went outside, did some work. Yesterday did some work outside. It was great. Had the fountain on in the background. It's just wonderful. Let's see what else is kind of going on here. Oh. The vintage year. Man. Mm. Chef Eric is doing it for brunch, guys. If you have not done brunch at Vintage Year, you need to do that. Their crab cake, Eggs Benedict, is spectacular. He always has a signature fish dish on every menu he does, but particularly on Sunday. And there's a great little snapper dish along with the crab. We made deals. It was really, really, really good. You guys have got to try Vintage Year and Vintage Cafe. They are tearing it up there. Okay, so we've had a lot of developments happen here. The Smollett case is taking a turn here.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We've got the McCabe interview, and we may play the McCabe interview out of position once we kind of go through these stories, because I couldn't find a fresh YouTube piece on it, so I couldn't cut it. So Maria and I looked all over the place. I can find it. I can give it to you, and we can run it up there, but it's going to have to be stop and go, and we'll have to take little breaks in there. But so the McCabe interview was really interesting. We have a lot of talk back about that. Lindsey Graham is a little concerned and upset. Chris Coons is doing the predictable Democrat story here. Major Garrett did a 4-minute piece on Trump and Putin and the McCabe stuff. 4 minutes. That's a lot of time. And then we've got Trump is going to be facing legal challenges out here. Let's start with the NBC Nightly News and the investigation on Jesse Smollett.
Police are now investigating if the actor, famous for his role in the hit series Empire, paid two men to stage an alleged attack against him. In January, Jesse Smollett filed a police report stating two masked men assaulted him while hurling racist and homophobic slurs before pouring bleach on him and tying a rope around his neck. He identified the attackers in this blurry surveillance picture.
I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them.
Friday night, police said they questioned and released two men ID'd in the picture, confirmed by NBC News as two brothers, both followed by Smollett on Instagram, no longer suspects. Investigators say they searched the brothers' home and found a rope, bleach, and black masks.
You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
Police issued a statement saying new information gleaned from their interview with the brothers shifted the trajectory of the investigation. Today, law enforcement sources familiar with the investigation tell NBC News Smollett is no longer considered a victim in the case, nor is he considered a suspect. And at this point, police just want him to come in and clarify his story. Overnight, attorneys for Smollett categorically denied the notion that he staged the assault. He has now been further victimized by claims attributed to these alleged perpetrators that Jesse played a role in his own attack. Nothing is further from the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying. And tonight, the actor remaining steadfast, standing by his story, despite the growing scrutiny.
By clicking on that button down here.
Ooh, my bad.
Click on any of
in this story, it's interesting, this attorney, the role this attorney's playing in this thing, just said, oh, no, no, right. Being victimized again. Okay, so Someone has sent me a message. Why are you talking about Smollett during Black History Week, and you should be talking about the great successes of blacks during Black History Week? Well, the reason is this person made an accusation about something, and it was trying to be part of a narrative that people play. We kind of were suspect of it from the very beginning. We were going to let the story play out, but it didn't make sense.
Right.
And when things don't make sense, there's usually a reason for that. So here we have somebody yelling out MAGA country in Chicago, Illinois. I'm sorry, but that's not exactly a red dot area.
Right.
Also, so who walks around with a noose in their hand and a bottle of bleach on a very, very, one of the coldest nights around? Hey, Joey, do you have the bleach?
No.
Let's go for a walk. Hey, grab the noose, grab the bleach. We maybe run into somebody that we can yell MAGA country to. Then he wouldn't turn over the phone. Then when they went to the apartment, they found the bleach, they found red hats. Also found some magazines that were cut up where, you remember he said he got a threatening note?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like the magazine being cut up is the old-fashioned way of sending a threatening note where somebody can't find you until you find the magazines that have been cut up.
Well, and also the reason we're talking about it is, number one, we don't control the news cycle as much as we would like to. I mean, that would be...
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Wow, talk about power. But no, we don't control the news cycle. It is a heated issue. I mean, that initial report, I mean... Wow. And immediately people, especially folks from Chicago, folks that I actually tested this story, the initial one out about the threatening slurs and the noose and the letter, all this stuff. And people that I knew were Democrats or tend to lean that way ideologically, but don't aren't big news junkies or not caught up in the narratives. I would just present the story and they go, that can't be true. It seemed astounding. But also, I think we have every right to say, I don't know. But the more this keeps coming out, of course his lawyer's defending him, but the story as initially reported by TMZ and then by Smollett himself does not seem to be holding up at all.
And the key giveaway should have been, why did he go to TMZ first?
Right.
Sound like somebody wants a lot of attention to me. Newstart 93.1, we're going to continue on to the stories from CBS from this morning right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it.
Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, already having fun on a President's Day edition of the Dan Morris Show.
Times are hard.
Okay, let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you enjoying this magnifico day?
Oh, it's very nice. Gosh, yesterday was just gorgeous.
It really was. I hit a couple of golf balls, you know, enjoyed a lot of time outside, and you can already start to see some pollen kind of showing up here.
Oh, a bunch. The dogwoods and Bradford pears are starting to bloom today, and it's spring in February. I know we're getting more cold weather, but hey, the trees.
Always, always do.
Sure. How come this guy's not being arrested for filing a false report with the police report?
Well, because they're going to have to interview him and get him to have a conflicting statement with what they've learned from the two Nigerians.
What you want to bet, he's never going to be arrested or serve anything for them.
I don't know. It seems the Chicago police are a little pistola about this.
Oh, I bet they are.
Do you know how many detectives they put on this thing?
Oh, I can't imagine.
12.
I can't imagine.
12. You know why? Because they thought it was a hate crime.
Oh, yeah.
And they
got
the FBI involved in it. The FBI doesn't, they don't like this kind of stuff.
I'm sorry the FBI is involved because that's a worthless organization. We know that now. here again, there's more people that aren't going to get in trouble for crimes. Like most of the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, and all that. And can you give me any reason this man is not being charged with treason? Isn't that a great poetic statement? We're talking about McCabe. Any reason he's not being charged with treason?
Well, now he has come back today, and I've got some, I have some audio that you guys haven't heard before talking about things like Rosenstein wanted to contact Comey and some other things, some real good tidbits for you. But McCabe is kind of backing, saying, well, if you watch the interview, basically McCabe is saying, Comey and I were the only two legitimate guys there. Everybody else were bad guys. Particularly Rosenstein. I didn't have anything to do with the 25th Amendment. Rosenstein brought that up. I didn't bring that up.
They all three were colluding to commit an act of treason.
Well,
how come these guys are not in jail, and how is that not treason?
Well, it's not treason. It would be sedition if it was anything, but and so it's not treason. But what they have to do is they have to prove a case, and I'm wondering what the Inspector General is doing with Rosenstein right now. Basically, McCabe blamed Rosenstein. Rosenstein is kind of giving these lukewarm statements out here. I never authorized anybody to wear a wire. Well, that's very different than I never talked about it, or I said it in jokingly. Rosenstein, if what McCabe is saying about Rosenstein is even partially true, then Rosenstein has got some problems.
How come? All right, so maybe it's not treason, it's sedition. How come these people are not in jail attempting sedition?
It takes a while to get things done here. You want to just kind of like, you know, arrest them, throw them in jail, and lock them, throw away the key, and you don't want a fast judicial system like that, because they may be coming after Red Top one day, and your head will be spinning because you wanted a speedy everything.
You know what the truth is? Yeah, there would be a speedy everything on me, and there would be years to go on these big shots. That's what the pisser of the whole damn deal is. And this has already been going on for years.
Well, Red Top, when you're talking about taking the highest levels of the FBI and arresting them, you better have your case put together solidly. Now that I'm hearing this about Rosenstein and some of the things that McCabe is saying, I'm getting very disturbed about Rosenstein. If there's a person that needs to get out in front of this story and get out there, is Rosenstein. Because, like I said, if half of what he said is true, half of it, then I've got a real problem with it.
I see, but... Okay, and then Jeff Sessions, he's part of the deal.
Why do you say he's part of the deal?
Just because he's been complicit the whole time. And there's something really rotten about that whole deal. And I just got a real uneasy feeling nothing's going to happen to anybody. We're never going to.
Well, we'll see.
I'm sorry to be a pessimist.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time.
We thought Jeff Sessions might be okay, but it just seems like it's so much rot. I was hoping something would move. Do you think William Barr is going to make any moves to straighten any of this out?
I hope so. I hope William Barr has had some type of conversation with Rosenstein as of today and, you know, tell me what really happened.
Shouldn't Rosenstein at least step down?
It depends if what McCabe is saying, is he correct? You see, again, you got to stop kind of jumping to, yeah, he must resign. We don't know if what McCabe, who's lied three times to the FBI, what he's saying is true.
Wow. Tell you, these guys hang on a long time. They're not interested in the country, that's for sure. Now, I don't see these guys as doing anything good for the country. McCabe had no intentions of making America great again. He was a rotten apple. And I'm sure there's no, there's an orchard full of these rotten apples, though. Yes, it will be in the fullness of time. You might think I'm rushing things, but yeah, we're talking years already, Dan. God.
We're top. Look, buddy, you're talking about the head of the FBI, you're talking about the deputy director of the FBI, you're talking about the acting director of the FBI, you're talking about the deputy attorney general. You don't go start taking people out like that by sending them to jail unless you've got a damn good case and you've got everybody that you need to have in the fishnet.
Yeah, okay. I hope they catch some fish, sir.
I know. That's why organized crime cases will go on for years before they'll bust the people. Glenn Henry, hang on. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're afraid to pay the fee, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of love, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit.
Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
People United!
In Atlanta, one of the 200-plus planned protests around the country against the president's national emergency declaration to fund his border wall. Meanwhile, House Democrats preparing a resolution opposing it, something the White House says the president is prepared to veto. Chicago police say they no longer consider Jussie Smollett a victim in the investigation into an alleged attack against the Empire actor.
This follows police detaining and interrogating two brothers from Nigeria. Official sources say the two men cooperated. Evidence came out of those interrogations that said the brothers should go free. The anonymous police sources said the two men were paid by Smollett to stage the attack. They even rehearsed it. Police have things, according to the anonymous sources, like a receipt for the rope that was put around Smollett's neck.
Fox's Mike Tobin. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a very active, very wet weather pattern ahead for the week ahead, but today is mostly quiet on this President's Day with clouds early and then partly sunny with a high temperature today up to about 63. For tonight, maybe a couple of showers around, overnight low 50. Tomorrow is a chilly day, a chance of rain from time to time with a high temperature only up to about 55. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time, locally heavy rainfall in spots, high mid-70s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, and more rain Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. Well, you should have seen Morning Joe this morning. They were going crazy. Oh, not about Smollett and the media getting it wrong. They were talking about Donald Trump being unconstitutional and stomping all over the Constitution. Let's go to Glenn Henry. Glenn, excuse me. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Good afternoon, Dan. How you doing?
I'm really good, my friend.
All right. Yeah, Dan, I was calling to talk about this Smollett fella. Mm-hmm. He must have beat himself up with a soft pillow. Because when you look at him, there are no marks on his face, no marks on his neck. If they threw the industrial strength bleach on him, that would have stained his clothes. And I know if I'm working in the yard and I'm using industrial strength Clorox, it eats holes in my clothes. But it seemed like this guy must have been shadow boxing somebody or air fighting somebody because there are no marks on it.
He did have a mark on his face.
He did?
Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right on the bleach. if you, I mean, because he had to be wearing thick clothes because it was a very cold night in Chicago. It was right at the beginning of that cold thing that went through that was like minus 18 and stuff. But so if they were pouring bleach on him, where were they pouring bleach? I mean, you're wearing a big jacket. Where are you pouring the bleach? And why wouldn't they have poured it on his face? Oh, I know why, because they didn't want it poured on his face.
Right. You know, and something else, you know, he's been showing these crocodile tears in his concerts and on TV. And if, you know, he wasn't guilty, surely he would have just went ahead and turned his cell phone in. But, you know, if he, they saying that he maybe deleted some things or redacted some things, but, you know, it just doesn't look right. But what's a shame, Dan, is that when black people go out and do things like this, you know, many blacks are trying to get along with whites. But when you get a few blacks to go out and start doing things like that and blaming white people are trying to get things stirred up, you know, I think that's, you can't get lower than that.
Really? I mean, that's just racial.
Right. All right, Dan, you have a great afternoon.
You too. Enjoy this pretty day.
You too. Bye-bye.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out, right? Okay, let's listen to Dean Reynolds, who is based out of Chicago for CBS.
Chicago police want to re-interview Empire actor Jussie Smollett after getting new information about the alleged attack against him. Sources tell CBS News two brothers told police Smollett paid them to stage the attack. The actor's attorneys say he is being further victimized by these claims. Dean Reynolds is at Chicago Police Headquarters.
Smollett's team tells us that they don't know of any date yet for that follow-up interview, but they want to, the police want to measure what Smollett says versus the accounts of those two Nigerian brothers. And they're also interested in any banking and communication records.
I think that what people need to hear is just the truth.
But now the truth about what happened to Jussie Smollett is once again under a harsh spotlight after sources say two brothers initially brought in for questioning told police it was Smollett who orchestrated the alleged attack himself. Smollett maintains he was assaulted by two men who doused him with bleach and put a rope around his neck amid racist and homophobic slurs.
He said, "This MAGA country punches me right in the face."
Now sources say these Nigerian brothers told detectives Smollett directed them to buy the rope at this hardware store and reportedly even rehearsed the assault ahead of time. Ola and Abel Osundairo were captured on surveillance video around the time Smollett said he was attacked.
It, you know, when you have an actor write out his own script, you're going to end up with some problems. He just didn't think through this thing at all.
No, he's not Clint Eastwood by any means. And even when Clint writes his own stuff, it's not that great. There's a few exceptions.
Al Sharpton has basically come out and said, if he stays this attack, he should be held accountable.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you lose Al Sharpton, you know your day's not going too well.
If he stays this, what the hell was he thinking?
And was he doing it for attention?
Yeah.
Because it seems that way.
Just dumb. Really, really dumb.
Fox is standing by him, too. They're saying that they're standing by him versus not saying anything.
Right, like the producers of the show Empire. Right. Yeah. Huh.
So let's continue on with Dean Reynolds.
Ola Osundairo is connected to Smollett through Empire, where he played a prisoner in season 2. Police originally described the brothers as potential suspects. They interviewed them and searched their apartment, but released them Friday without charges. Shortly thereafter, police said the trajectory of their investigation had shifted.
Innocence prevailed, all right? My guys are walking home. They're not charged. They are not suspects in this case.
Regarding Smollett's alleged involvement with his attackers, his attorneys say nothing is further from the truth. But after these latest developments, all the actor's earlier statements about his attackers are being re-evaluated.
If I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot much more. A lot more. And that says a lot about the place that we are in our country right now.
The Chicago police initially assigned 12 detectives to this case because they believed that it could possibly be a hate crime. For now, Smollett's attorneys say he will continue to cooperate, but it's unclear when. What is clear is that if it is found that Smollett filed a false police report, he could face felony charges.
Chicago police had been referring to Smollett as the victim.
Yeah. Yes.
Yesterday, their language changed, now calling him the individual.
Okay. Well, this one, and I said, I predicted on Friday that this will something will unfold by Sunday. Their 72 hours was up on Saturday, which is where this thing happened. They were being held for that 72-hour period. And so they told the police what their account was, and now Smollett has got to come in and tell his account. It's going to be interesting, because I think they film Empire in Chicago, right?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't watch it. I know of it, but I don't watch it.
Yeah, not a big,
I've been watching too much wrestling, brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
Before we move into another subject, did you notice that on Saturday, when I walked out of the gym, it was 70 degrees here in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
In Birmingham, at the exact same time, it was 47 degrees. There was a 23-degree temperature difference that over that 90 miles between Montgomery and Birmingham.
Wow.
That's incredible. And the same thing's happening now where it's 60-something here. It's like 49 there.
It was about perfect when I was driving in today. It really was. About 10, 11 o'clock.
It's 60 here and it's 49 in Birmingham right now. But it was 70 and 47 on Saturday. Mm. That was incredible. Yeah, I was digging being outside. I was loving me some outside. Okay, so let's do this. Let's go to, let's kind of set up the McCabe stuff. We got a lot of territory to handle here. Lindsey Graham is over in Munich, as is Chris Coons, I believe, but I know Lindsey Graham is. And so he's going to be talking about McCabe. And the first part of this is McCabe himself before we get to Lindsey Graham.
Sir, I want to get right to this conversation my colleague Scott Pelley had on 60 Minutes with former acting FBI director Andrew McCabe, where he described a conversation about the 25th Amendment, the mechanism through which to push the president out of office. And he said it was brought up to him by the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Discussion of the 25th Amendment was simply Rod raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort.
Rosenstein was actually openly talking about whether there was a majority of the cabinet who would vote to remove the president.
That's correct. Counting votes. Or possible votes.
What seemed to be coursing through the mind of the Deputy Attorney General was getting rid of the President of the United States.
Well,
one way or another.
I can't confirm that, but what I can say is the Deputy Attorney General was definitely very concerned about the President, about his capacity, and about his intent at that point in time.
How did he bring up the idea of the 25th Amendment to you?
Honestly, I don't remember. It was just another kind of topic that he jumped to in the midst of a wide-ranging conversation.
Seriously? Just another topic?
Yeah.
Let me say that one kind of baffled me. Baffled a lot of people, by the way.
I can hear it in Scott Pelley's voice. I don't believe McCabe for a second right now.
Couple of interesting things is you can tell McCabe would look away, for example, when he asked... How did he bring up the 25th Amendment? He looked away, he cut his eyes over to the left, as if I'm going to have to think through this, what my answer is going to be here. And then he turns back to Pelley and tells him the answer. But he cuts his eyes away. Now let's listen to Lindsey Graham's response to this.
Senator, that's a tremendous allegation to make. Have you ever asked Rod Rosenstein if, in fact, that conversation happened?
Well, he's publicly denied it, but the whole point of Congress existing is to provide oversight of the executive branch. So through good reporting by 60 Minutes, there's an allegation by the acting FBI director at the time that the deputy attorney general was basically trying to do an administrative coup, take the president down through the 25th Amendment process. The deputy attorney general denies it. So I promise your viewers the following, that we will have a hearing about who's telling the truth, what actually happened. Mr. Cabe, you remember, was dismissed from the FBI for leaking information to the press. So you got to remember the source here.
There's been some parsing, though, of whether these were extended discussions versus conversations about the 25th Amendment.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know whether those conversations have taken place?
No, but I think everybody in the country needs to know if it happened. It's stunning to me that one of the chief law enforcement officers of the land, the acting head of the FBI, would go on national television and say, oh, by the way, I remember a conversation with the deputy attorney general about trying to find if we could replace the president under the 25th Amendment. We're a democracy. People enforce the law, can't take it in their own hands. And was this an attempted bureaucratic coup? I don't know. I don't know who's telling the truth. I know Rosenstein's vehemently denied it, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. I do know there was a lot of monkey business about FISA warrants being issued against Carter Page, about dossiers coming from Russia that were unverified. Mr. Mueller's going to look at the Trump campaign, as he should, to see if they violated any laws during the 2016 election. And I'm going to do everything I can to get to the bottom of the Department of Justice, FBI behavior toward President Trump and his campaign.
Now, you remember that Rosenstein got invited to testify before Congress several times, and he kept changing the date, and they were going to subpoena him, and then he kind of said, well, I'm going to subpoena all of you guys and all your staff. You remember the threat he kind of made?
Yes.
And it was about the wiretap comment, and he didn't want to say anything under oath. And I'm wondering if, as we have suspected, we've always asked the question, is Rosenstein a white hat or a black hat? And maybe what has happened is McCabe has taken a grain of truth and he's building off of that. Because remember what happened is Comey gets fired. Andrew McCabe gets summoned over to the White House. You can hear in another piece that hadn't been heard before, by the way, hadn't been broadcast, that that was his first time in the Oval Office. And he basically is going to say that the president, he went back after that meeting and he opened the case on Trump. So Pelley didn't ask, well, did you ask Rosenstein about that? You're going to hear in a part of a conversation that hadn't been broadcast yet, except, well, it wasn't in the original 60-minute speech, let's say, that he's going to kind of lay out why he did this. But remember, it's 8 days after Comey is when you kind of go through this chaotic period, and then Mueller gets appointed. You're going to hear in one of the tapes that McCabe suggested Mueller to Rosenstein. So is Rosenstein a willing and complicit dupe, or was he actually a part of this? Jimmy, coming back to you right after this quick break.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make a statement with the bold looks of the Ram 1500 Classic from Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. I'm Don Rickard, inviting you to come test drive a new Ram Classic 1500, a stylish truck that lets you navigate in comfort and luxury. Don't take this Ram truck lightly. Just take the road head-on with streamlined performance. Features include 395 horsepower, 1,920-pound payload capacity, and over 10,000-pound towing capacity. Designed for the doers of the world to do truck stuff on job sites when you need it, and surprisingly refined transportation when you want to haul the family in comfort and style. You get the picture. Now get the deal. You get $15,000 off any 2018 or 2019 Ram 1500 Classic truck in stock during Ram Truck Month. That's it. Right now through February 28th, $15,000 off. That's a deal. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tag, tax, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires February 28th.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are.
On the street, I was passing my time away.
You're not going to believe the way the Democrats are playing this. Elizabeth Warren is doing it right now. I said, Warren endorses the use of the 25th Amendment. Crazy. It just amazes me how they pick up the ball and just run with it. Let's go to the phones and go to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Dan, you think the president read this bill before he signed it?
I think he had people to read the bill before he signed it.
There's $3.4 billion in there for the United Nations Refugee Resettlement Program. $5 billion for Israel, Jordan, and one other country. I didn't get the name of the other country. The counties on the border, they can refuse a wall if they want to. There's millions of dollars in there for more judges and immigration personnel to speed up the process. And there's $370 million for the people in Central America. I forget what it was for, but it's got a lot of folk in it.
No, I agree with that. I think it was a lousy bill, particularly the asylum part of it. Just saying that you were in asylum meant that you had to assume that they were correct versus even if you had some supporting evidence that was particularly for kids that showed that was not correct.
Yeah, okay. You think any of these people y'all been talking about, do you think any of these people ever going to jail?
I hope so, because I'll tell you what, the FBI is in the balance here. If they don't get this one right, it's going to be really bad for the FBI.
Well, they need to go, I'm telling you, but you know as well as I do, those type of people that in the upper echelon of government, they don't ever go to jail.
Why do you say that? Have you ever heard of a guy named John Mitchell?
That's one of the very few, I mean.
He was the Attorney General of the United States of America, and he was sitting out here at Maxwell.
I remember John Mitchell. I had a friend of mine who used to go out and visit him.
Okay, so that would mean that your premise would be incorrect, right?
Somewhat, I guess.
How about Jackson, Jesse Jackson's son? He was out here at Maxwell also. He was a member of Congress.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You don't remember him going to jail?
No, I don't. I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, there's some of these people, they need to take them out of government because they have destroyed this country.
Jimmy, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Clint.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm doing great on this lovely day. You enjoying yourself?
Yes, sir. I got the door wide open and taking this cool breeze in.
I did that myself on Sunday. I had my doors open, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. You got to let your house air out. You know?
Yep.
It's good for you. Well, hey, I watched the whole program last night, the interview on 60 Minutes with McCabe.
Yep.
And they mentioned his wife. I can't remember what office she ran for, and then she lost.
She ran for state senate, and did you notice that they started the broadcast out with that McCabe was a Republican? Well, that I want to tell you something. There are not many households where someone is a, quote, Republican, and your wife is running as a Democrat.
Democrat. Yeah, but when that was over, then Trump promoted him to, assistant director?
Why would he do that? I don't know if that was during Trump's time.
Yeah, I believe President Trump promoted him.
We'll have to look that up.
I may be wrong, yeah.
Why don't we look at that? Let's make sure we have our facts right here. What else is on your mind?
Well, McCabe, to me, seemed like he's pretty sincere and honest about during that interview.
Really? I didn't get that at all.
Well, I mean, he, just looking at his face, the face expression in his eyes, I don't know. He just seemed to me like he was sincere. Now, was he? I'll never know.
Yeah, I didn't have that same takeaway that you did.
All right. Yeah. But it's interesting. We see how it's going to play out in Pocahontas. You know she's going to support the 25th Amendment. So.
Yeah. Andrew McCabe was appointed by Obama.
Obama?
As deputy director.
Okay. I was thinking he's done by Trump. All right. All right, sir. Have a good day.
You too, Clint. Wow, Newstar 93.1 FM. Hey, I got to call on All-American Mike. Somebody had a car problem. I said, let me get Mike on the phone.
Okay.
And sure enough, they had the car was blowing smoke. And I said, if you put too much oil in there, doesn't that mean you start blowing smoke? And Mike said, yep. And the fact that it was rattling and shaking so bad, catalytic converter. So he's sitting there doing car whispering over the phone. That's how good they are at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. So he said, why don't you go down to the oil change place and get them to reduce the amount of oil in the car. Did that. Sure enough, the smoke went away. Catalytic converter, a little bit different story. We're working. It's the elephant's theory, biting, taking one bite at a time. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Don Duncan, All-American Tire. Two locations, Madison Avenue, one location, Bell Road, and then the All-American Mike location. That's on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Go by and see them at any of these locations. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back right after this.
Since I was here on the street, I was passing my time away. To the left and to the right, buildings towering to the sky. It's out of sight in the dead of night.
Dan Morris Show.